the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
What is the weather like there today in Pennsylvania?
A little overcast, hot, going into the 90s.
Ooh, are you going to have humidity?
Yeah, lots of humidity.
I can't stand that. That just makes me come out of my skin. Well, you know, I'm a woman of a particular age, and I don't need to be feeling no more heat and sweat than I have to.
Yeah, I hear you. It was nice when I was in Tucson. There was a nice dry heat with that high heat. But here, it's a lot of humidity.
Well, it's funny because when I go to Arizona, I like when they say, this is a dry heat. Or when you go to Vegas, this is a dry heat. I'm like, okay, what is a dry heat? And then you walk right up under a mister. But the mist and the glow and the warmth is here with us on the Edge today, Brains. Yes, we have Sonia Iago. And she is here with us from Pennsylvania, and we're going to talk about some energy work and some anxiety, how to release that, how to move beyond that, maybe stop some bad habits, or find out what is really the intention of a dream. She has all that information and more that she's going to share with us. This is her debut for podcasting, and I'm so glad that she chose us to be on the Edge. So I want you to go and like and love and share and leave comments, because this is how people grow and evolve, is, you know, their delivery and how they resonate with you, Brains. So let's welcome her. Hello, Sonia. How are you, baby?
April, I am fantastic. And thank you so much for helping me out with being the first with podcasting. You're a gracious host, and I couldn't have picked better.
Well, thank you so much. And you know what? I couldn't do what I do without great people like you. So tell us a little bit about your story and your journey. How in the world did you get into energy work?
I initially fell upon it kind of accidentally in my pursuit to be a massage therapist in my 20s. I had clients that were familiar with energy work saying, you've got the touch, you've got the touch, you've got to get trained in Reiki. And then I met a Reiki master at a sports massage, a race event where we were doing sports massage for the racers. And during the race, we bartered. And he was just like, oh my gosh, I can feel the energy coming from your hands and you're not even initiated yet. And so, you know, he ended up being the one to initiate me in level one. And since then, I've gone on to become a Reiki master and gone on and learned other healing modalities as well, and including traditions taught in the lineage of King Solomon.
And, Tell us, explain to my brains, I know what Reiki is, but explain to my brains, what is the power of Reiki and what is it?
Reiki is universal energy that is healing energy that is available to you without a Reiki master or practitioner. But a Reiki master or practitioner is going to have the training and the skill set and the experience to channel more of that energy to you. You can get more of that energy on your own through meditation, proper sleep, because it will come, it's always coming through to you. It's your life energy, it's a life sustaining energy. And we tend to just kind of crimp it like you can consider the connection like a hose. And when you bend the hose, the flow doesn't go so well. And we crimp it with improper thinking, overdoing and not being present in the now. So when you're present in the now and you're not resisting what's going on and you're just accepting and allowing and you're totally in the flow, then you're not crimping that hose and you have a good flow. And when are we typically not crimping the hose with improper thoughts and overdoing? Meditation and sleep. But sometimes meditation and sleep isn't enough, or sometimes we're just really busy. We have a really busy lifestyle where we just don't have the time to get consistently good sleep or to meditate, or we're just anxious prone and we have a habit pattern in our head of just being really, really busy running and running and running in our minds. And it can be hard to slow down and relax. And that's where I come in. I can help you, whether it's to mitigate that and become more relaxed, or if it's to just mitigate your lifestyle where you're over busy. That's where the energy healing can be of a big help. It can also be a big help if you've been depleted from trauma, be it physical or psychological, or if you're recovering from illness or chronic stress, like maybe your life has slowed down, but you've kind of depleted yourself and you really need to regroup and re-energize yourself. That's where I can come in and help out.
Great. We're going to edit right here because I am hearing that whistling. You said that was the fan of your computer?
Yeah. I can reschedule if you want. And
what's causing that? You said it's the Bluetooth or what? What is that?
My computer is built into my monitor, so the fan of the CPU is really close to wherever the mic is, and unfortunately, my sound port where you would plug in normal headset is broken. Like I plug it in and it doesn't work. So I went and bought Bluetooth headset because my computer has Bluetooth. Well, come to find out, my Bluetooth doesn't work. And so it said to reinstall the driver, which is what I did, and then it wouldn't take.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead with the interview. Let me listen to it, because sometimes that can be edited out because it's a little whistle. But if it's extremely distracting, absolutely, we'll do it again. If it's proper, then we'll keep it as it is. But let's just go on and continue with what we have, because you got a great interview. Okay. I just want a clean break. All right. So Reiki is powerful because I remember the first time I had it done, the person that administered it said, you need to be very careful with this modality because you're opening yourself up to universal energy, as you said, but you have to be careful of what's entering. And it's very unique, brains, because you do it with your clothes on. Oh, yes. And there's a lot of people that say that they can do it through the computer. I'm not doubting it, but it doesn't work for me that way. I need to have that exchange of energy in the room with me. Are you able to work through virtually with your clients as well as one-on-one? Because, you know, one-on-one is kind of difficult right now. Nobody's touching.
I actually specialize in distance energy healing. So I work solely remotely with my clients. So, yeah, and it works. It works great. I have clients giving testimonies. You know, they live hundreds of miles away from me, and they're having their problems resolved and dissolved.
Well, you know what it is also, too, is that you have to open yourself up to it. So, you know, I have to get over my skepticism, and maybe we'll go offline, and I'll let you give me a dose of what you can do. You know, again, anything. You have to open your mind to it. You have to open your heart to it. How did you open your mind and heart to this? You know, did you have habits that you personally needed to break? Did you have anxiety? Did you have stress? What led you on this path?
To be a healer?
Yes.
Well, I was already pursuing the massage back then. And so that kind of was how it led to me being a healer. But my own journey also included a journey of getting healed. And I have trauma experiences in my younger years that led me to be of an anxious personality, timid. You know, the first time I wrote a post on Facebook, I was terrified. Here I am doing a podcast. Come a long way. And it was really hard to trust. When I entered adult life, and the first time I had Reiki done on me, it was the first time where I felt peace, where I felt like healing is possible, where I knew that there was a new way to be, and that it was a possibility for me to be that way more consistently.
not labeling anybody, but I, you know, I just have to use terms that I'm familiar with. People that have like OCD, you know, that they're really anxious and that they do things in a certain pattern and they have certain habits, certain rituals. Can you work with those individuals as well? Do you find that, you know, Reiki and massage helps them break through?
I can't speak for massage. I actually don't do massage anymore. I just do the energy healing and coaching. And with the energy healing and the coaching, absolutely. I have one client who, when she started working with me, she admitted that she had a gambling problem that she replaced with a hoarding problem.
Oh my God.
And she worked with me and, you know, at the time she told me, hey, you know, I have these things I know I need to get rid of. And you could hear in her voice, you know how you can hear the energy where they're really, right, really anxious and terrified even. And 20 minutes later, she was able to commit to selling what she wanted to sell. She was calm and confident. And 2 hours later, she sold it. And now she's a minimalist.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, because, you know, hoarding and gambling are two very, very hard habits to break. So you're amazing at what you do, I'm sure. So give my brains one or two suggestions that they might want to incorporate in their daily life just to kind of relax and break into a new routine, start a new normal. Do you have some suggestions?
I do. One is to pay attention to your chatter inside your head, and your mental chatter is very powerful and very influential into how you're going to focus and feel. And in particular, your most powerful sentence is, I am. If you're saying, I am anxious, I am stressed, you're just affirming that and telling your brain, create more of that, which you don't want.
Right, right, right. Exactly. That is not what you want.
On the flip side, if you say, I am calm when you're feeling high stress, your brain's going to go, who are you joking? You know, no, not. You're stressed. So you have to go with something that you're going to believe and not have resistance to. So it can be something like taking a slow, deep breath where you work with your body and you say, with every breath, I become more relaxed. And then you can shorten that where on the inhale, you're thinking re, and on the exhale, relax. And you just slowly repeat that. Re, relax. And you do that over and over again. I tell people who are having trouble falling asleep because they've got the busy mind going, they can oscillate between, I am relaxing, to I am peace. I am getting sleepier. And if you couple the focus of the I am to things that you want, things that you're willing to move towards, with slower, deep breathing, you will relax.
Wow. Yeah, I can feel it. And your voice inflection is amazing. Your next chapter is going to be hypnotherapy because I could feel myself going with you. I could feel myself just kind of sinking into that. I can put myself into self-hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've gone so deep that I'm like, wow, you know, I'm not ready to come back. And when you're in that place, you're also in a dream state. I noticed a few days ago that you posted a Facebook post. Again, bravo for you for stepping out there on dreams. Tell us a little bit about, and tell my brains a little bit about what that episode covered.
I was talking about how, well, we have vivid dreams that we remember. They can be something we can use because our dreams are a way that our subconscious mind will communicate with us. And it's also a way that the divine will come in and communicate with us. The divine energy that I work with is very, very subtle, but, you know, the subtle comes more condensed, it gets into the physical. It comes in as light, comes in as heat, comes in as symbols, comes in as sound. And you, in our dreams, a lot of what's coming in is very symbolic. And so the subconscious mind also works with the symbolic. So we can have a scary dream and be like, if we take it literally, but if we take time to actually interpret what the symbols mean, we can translate our dream into a meaningful message, a guiding message, an affirmative message, depending on what's come up.
Well, you know, again, people take their dreams literally. I know that I had a dream of a particular person that was drowning. And I was like, oh my God. But when I looked it up and I talked to some people that interpret dreams, they basically said to me that they were in a situation that was over their head, that they were submerged in something, and that water was the conduit for fluidity. I think that's right. For fluidity, for them to be able to move and to be able to go beyond that. So I didn't have to worry about this person actually drowning. You know, I ran across a snake, a big old sucker. When luckily I'm not afraid of them, but it was outside when I was doing my morning walk. And so I came back and I posted it on social media and I was like, will someone please interpret this to me? And they said that, you know, you're slithering into a new beginning and there's different breakthroughs. So don't take your dreams so literally, brains. They are a metaphor. They are a message. You want to pay attention to them. You know, there's some people that don't dream in color. They dream in black and white. How boring. But don't be fearful of that, you know, but there are messages there because there's a lot going on in your subconscious mind. 95% of our subconscious mind, we never tap into. This is a great way to do it with Reiki, with energy work, with different modalities, with interpreting your dreams, by getting a super fantastic coach like Sonia over here that is really dedicating her life, you know, taking time away from her family to work with you, to make you a better person, to make you more whole. She's had this experience. She's traveled this journey. Let me ask you a couple questions, a little bit about your family. What do your children and your husband feel about the work you do? Because it's not like going to the office and answering the phone. It's a lot different.
They're happy that I'm able to help other people, and they enjoy the energy healing when they want to have it as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's when they're under the weather or have an injury. Sometimes it's just because, you know, they want to feel better. It's one of the things that I should also mention is that I don't just do Reiki. You know, I have the other modalities, and what comes with that is balancing the magnetic field. And when we're sitting in front of computers a lot, or using cell phones a lot, or having cell towers nearby, it impacts our energy field in a whole nother level that not having those things around does. So, you know, we have influences.
Microwave? Overuse of the microwave?
Yep. So, yeah, we have influence over our mind, and our energy patterns are impacted by what we think and focus in with our mind, thus the I am, paying attention to that. And we have an impact on our energy from our body and what we do, thus the breathing, getting good sleep. But we also get influenced from the externals, especially if our energy body isn't strong and balanced. If our energy body is strong and balanced, then those things are less influential.
What do you do to balance yourself?
I'm sorry?
What do you do to balance yourself? Because this is a lot of work. You're taking on a lot of energy from other people. How do you ground yourself? How do you keep yourself whole?
Well, I don't take on anybody's energy anymore. I've gotten to the point where I'm strong enough where that doesn't happen to me anymore. So that's one of the assets for, you know, continuing to do the work to strengthen and balance your energy bodies. The things that happen out there kind of slide off of you like Teflon, and it doesn't impact you the way it does before you have that strong energy body. My own daily practice includes some rituals that I learned in my extensive studies. I studied for like 5.5 years with Universal Kabbalah, which is in the lineage of King Solomon. And so I have my own self-care rituals, and then I have rituals that I used to do before that, that I also share with my clients that help them.
Well, that's good. And drinking a lot of water.
Oh, yeah. That's key.
A lot
that
of,
is you key. Know, you Not know. Just for your physical body, but your energy body, because the water is a conduit for that energy to flow.
Yeah. Well, you are an energy source, and I am so glad that you were here with us on The Edge. Please tell my brains what you have upcoming and how to get in contact with you to do some work, to get a consultation, even to do some more interviews.
Okay. Well, thank you. So I am available on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. I use Facebook the most. On LinkedIn, it's Sonia-Yego for LinkedIn.com/in/Sonia-Yego. Facebook, I'm Sonia Dagny Yego. And I have two options for your listeners. If they know, if it seems like the next natural step is to, look at working with me, they can opt to sign up for a call, and I'll listen to where they're at and give them some custom tips for things they can do at home to help balance and strengthen their energy field. And that call, if they want to participate in that, they can go to bit.ly, your freedom call now. So that would be bit.ly/your freedom, freedom call, call now, N-O-W rather. And if they're not sure yet, or if they're ambitious and they want to do the call and work on the side before their call happens, they can go to bit.ly Elevate Your Energy Now. And I have a guide that I'm giving out of things that you can do that is going to be general. It's not custom to your unique situation like the call would be, but some things that you can do at home to help balance out your energy and over time that will also strengthen your energy. So that would be bit.ly/elevateyourenergynow. And I'm thinking it's probably silly to spell out those words.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's very unique. And we're going to be sure to put the link at the bottom. They're not going to miss you. They can't miss you because you're right there on the edge with me. So, Brains, let's thank her. I think that she did a phenomenal job. You are a great healer. You're very soothing. You're very calming. I could see people really letting go of anxiety and stress by working with you. I'm so glad that you're working with me and you are a guest here. And now you are a brain on the edge with April Mahoney. Yes. Please, Brains, go in. Don't wait. Subscribe right now. Share this interview. Like it. Leave Sonia some comments, because that's how she's going to grow and develop, and she's going to be able to alter her message to your needs, because that's what she's here for, is to support you. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge. I look forward to working with you again, and I wish you all the best, sending you abundance of love and light.
The best to you and your listeners as well. Thank you so much.